Biden had made some changes to his campaign after his fourth place showing in Iowa on February 3rd, only to fare even worse in the next contest, finishing fifth in the February 11th New Hampshire primary. He was second in the February 22nd Nevada caucuses, but with just 20% of the vote. His debate performances were uneven, and his campaign so low on money he couldn't afford to place major advertising buys, build a ground game, or even poll the Super Tuesday states. But he benefited from events outside his control. Bloomberg's dismal debate performances discouraged moderates still looking for a deus ex machina, and Sanders' early successes alarmed rank-and-file Democrats looking for a centrist nominee in November. All the while, Biden kept insisting that the largely African-American Democratic electorate of South Carolina would stick with him, and in the end it did, thanks in part to a crucial endorsement from the influential South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn. Biden's landslide there changed the race. He claimed to have raised $15 million in 3 days and was endorsed by a parade of Democratic Party elders and elected officials, as well as Buttigieg and Klobuchar. When Minnesota broke Biden's way, headquarters erupted into chants of Amy. Several Biden fundraisers told Time that after South Carolina, donors who had contributed the maximum $2,800 to his rivals swiftly reopened their wallets. "There's been an outpouring of people wanting to donate," says Alan Patrickoff, a top Biden fundraiser and New York City venture capitalist. "It's a much more positive atmosphere." Exit polls indicated that Biden's strongest voter demographics, African Americans and older Democrats, provided the base for his March 3 victories, bolstered by a late-breaking wave of educated suburban moderates. An unusually high proportion of the electorate, more than 40%, told pollsters they chose a candidate in the final days, an indication of the uncertainty and concern as Democrats grapple with the central question of how best to take on President Trump in November. Sanders worked hard to expand the passionate movement he began to build in 2016 by focusing on reaching out to minority, working class, and young voters while arguing that he is the most electable candidate. But turnout to date has not shown that he can vastly expand the electorate, and voters in most of the March 3 states appeared unconvinced. Exit polls showed voters prioritizing a candidate they thought could win in November over one who agreed with their views by a 2-to-1 ratio. It was Biden, not Sanders, who could claim to be driving up turnout in places like Virginia, where nearly twice as many people voted as did in 2016, and the former vice president topped the Vermont senator by 30 points.